On the cover of An Enormous Crime, again, we've got this satellite image from 1988. Do you know what this code might be?
Well, yeah, I was an intelligence investigator on the committee. And if your listeners maybe have gone to the website and pulled it up, your website or the Enormous Crime website or Amazon.com, you'll see there. There's a pear-shaped rice paddy. This is in northern Laos, and there were approximately 90 reports of American prisoners held in this province after the war. Okay?
All right.
So in the U.S. government had received all these reports, and in 1988, the satellite picked this up in this long pear-shaped rice paddy. And it says there, you see, if you've seen the picture, USA.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath it, that is what is known as a walking cave.
How big do you think this USA is, if you had to measure?
Well, here's the thing about it. My friend John McCain, who doesn't believe any of this intelligence, none of it, okay, which is, to me, mind-boggling. But that's his position. He doesn't believe any of it. He says in his memoir, then said on the committee, that this USA was put down in this rice paddy by a young Laotian boy who copied it off of an envelope, okay, that somebody had sent his daddy from the United States, that he liked the looks of the USA so much that he went out and dug it out of a rice paddy.
Now, how does McCain know that?
Well, that's what he says. But look here. If your listeners will look at that thing, the USA, each letter is 12 feet tall, and from the paddy dike wall there on the left to the end of the A at the bottom, across, is 37 feet. Now, you're telling me, Senator McCain, that some kid went out and dug in the rice paddy 37 feet long, that message? Okay, if he did, what's that thing down below? Well, everybody in the intelligence community knows what that is. That is a walking K escape and evasion code. It is 24 feet tall and 19 feet across, and it says one and only one thing, George: get me the hell out of here.
Is that a little stick man that I see? It looks like a little body and a head under the S?
No, under the S, I don't know. No, that is the K.
See?
It's the letter K.
Let's see that here.
The big letter K.
I don't see the K. I mean, I'm looking at it, but it looks like a little man standing up holding what looks like some kind of weapon. Do you see what I'm looking at?
I apologize, I don't, but I can read it to you out of the book where the escape and evasion code people, the experts, say that is an escape and evasion code put down by a U.S. pilot.
All right.
No, really.
Well, it may be. It just doesn't look like a K to me.
Well, a little bit of the rice straw you see there is knocked out of the bottom part of the K.
Right.
But that the USA was dug out of the rice.
Oh, that other part needed to be with it, you're saying.
I'm sorry?
That other part that looked separated needed to be with it to make a K. All right, now I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like it was
the up link there at the bottom of the K.
Yep.
All right, that is a foot.
All right, there's just a space.
It, according to the experts in imagery and in escape and evasion codes, it makes it what is known as a walking K.
Okay.
And trust it's in the book where the experts in the Pentagon who handle this particular program say, hey, no question. There is no question that is a code and a symbol from a pilot, a signal from a pilot.
Oh, it could have been a couple guys. How could they have done this? How could they have made this without getting, caught making this?
It's interesting. You see, again, I apologize to your listeners who can't see this, but it appears that the USA is full of water or partially full of water.
Right. Right.
And some people believe in the intelligence community that this guy dug this thing out while the paddy was full.
Uh-huh.
In other words, during the wet season, he dug it out, and it just slowly appeared as the water receded and dried up, and the USA became evident.
Yeah.
And then he went back with the rice straw and put down the cake. But again, that's what the experts say, and we believe that, and their testimony is cited in the book very clearly. But John says that USA came from a Laotian boy. But look, we've got escape and evasion codes and the names of pilots in prison yards in 1992 in North Vietnam. A name of a pilot along a trail in Laos in 1988, 15 or 16, maybe 19 four-digit authenticators laid down in rice paddies in Laos that match the authenticators of known U.S. pilots. They're everywhere, okay? And the government says, McCain, Kerry, these guys, they say that's natural shadings in a field. It's shadows. It's grass. It's, all these things. None of them are believed.
I'm going to give you a little idea here for the next Republican presidential debate, and that is to put this in the hands of Ron Paul, who may be the only one to have the guts to hold it up.
He may have. He may be. But it's amazing to me, and again, I served on the committee assigned to the committee as an intelligence investigator. There is no amount of intelligence that John McCain and John Kerry were willing to accept that would show that the men A were left or B were still alive. And imagine this guy going out and putting this secret code that only he knows and this huge USAK down in a rice paddy, and knowing that the satellites are going overhead and thinking, they're coming to get me. I've finally gotten the message out. And somebody in Washington in charge of this thing says, that is an escape and evasion symbol. Go get them. And the senators say, nah, nothing to it. This is put down by a kid, 6 years old, 8 years old, whatever, who took it off of an envelope? I'm sorry. I mean, it's beyond belief.